message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Privilege to stand before His people tonight, and I pray that the name of the Lord be praised in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we celebrate our Father in the Lord? Hallelujah. If you are doing that, please do it better. I want to thank you, sir, for this opportunity given to serve. And I pray that the Lord will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. I also want to celebrate Mama and acknowledge her constant support for our Father. I pray, Ma, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are going to be looking at the issue of earth, our health and vitality. Supernatural settlement via good health and vitality. And I'll be running through the outline tonight because it's a bit much and the time is quite also much. Hallelujah. Everybody wants good health. Good health is a priceless asset. It's an asset that everyone wants. It's priceless. I mean, how many of us know that good health is priceless? There are some levels that you will get to that you will understand that to have good health is priceless. Praise the Lord. And it is one of the most sought after assets by man. Every man seeks to have good health. No man rejects good health for anything. They say, oh yeah, take this, but we'll take your health. Nobody wants that. Hallelujah. And the good news is that our God also wishes that and desire that all of His children, that is every one of us, enjoy good health and vitality. And that is why the Bible says in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, says, I wish above all things that thou mayest, well, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. It is the desire of God for you and I to enjoy outstanding health. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's desire is that you enjoy good health. He wants you to be free from every form of diseases and illness. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15, he says, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all that hate thee. Everyone that hates thee, they are the carriers of disease and illness. And that will be their portion in Jesus' name. God's desire is that you enjoy good health. He even went on to affirm in Jeremiah chapter 33, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6, to affirm his commitment to your healing. Say, behold, I will bring it health and cure. That is peradventure for one thing or the other. You find yourself in health. Say, I will bring thee health and cure. And I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Where there is sickness, there is no peace. Praise the Lord. And in this year, I want you to know that you shall enjoy settlement in the area of your health in the name of Jesus. An unsettled health is an unsettled life. An unsettled health is an unsettled destiny. And I decree in the name of Jesus that your health shall be settled in Jesus' name. Quickly, why do we need good health for supernatural settlement? Number one reason why we need good health for supernatural settlement is because your health is your strength. Your health is your strength. Your health is your strength. Can I tell you this? You are not stronger than your health. You can never be stronger than your health. And supernatural settlement is not for the weak and feeble. Praise the Lord. Papa taught us yesterday about supernatural settlement via fasting and prayer. Is fasting and prayer for the weak? No. The sick person. Is fasting and prayer for the sick? No. It's not for the weak and feeble. So, God does not want us to be weak and to be feeble. The weak and feeble cannot access prosperity, good life, good living as easy as somebody that is in health. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3 says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm feeble knees. That is, it means that there are some hands that are weak and there are some knees that are feeble. That will not be yours in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that it takes strength to assess good things of life. It takes strength to assess good things of life. And Psalm 105, verse 37 says, he brought them forth also with what? With silver and gold. Look at that, semicolon. And there was not one feeble among their tribes. In other words, if they have been feeble and weak, they would not assess the gold and the silver that God has prepared for them. Praise the Lord. The children of Israel have to go. Not that the Egyptians were coming to their house and said, yeah, take gold. They were getting up and going to knock and said, can you borrow me your gold and your silver? I need it. So the weak person that cannot stand, that is on the sick bed, can the person go and knock and say, give me gold? So he brought them out with silver and gold, and none was weak. I want to believe there would be some Egyptians that would not want to give up their gold and silver easily. And the children of Israel may have to use force to collect it. And that is why the Bible said the kingdom of God suffered violence. And it is a violence that can take it by force. You need strength to take what belongs to you. And that is why the issue of health is very important to your settlement. It's very important. And that is why we must not take our health with levity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Zechariah chapter 12 verse 8, the Bible says, in that day, the Lord shall defend the inhabitant of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. May you be as David in the name of Jesus. You are not getting it. It says, in that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitant of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as what? As David. David was a strong man. And the house of David shall be as God. Hallelujah. May you be as a small G God in the name of Jesus. As the angel of the Lord before them. Brethren, I want you to know that as the angel of the Lord go before us in this year, we shall not be feeble in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today that you will not be feeble to assess your supernatural settlement in the name of Jesus. Number two, why do we need good health for supernatural settlement? It's because good health brings glory to God. Good health brings glory to God. You know, when you are in good health and in vitality, God is glorified. The glorification of God in your life makes God to set you the more. How many of us know that you have a child that is doing very well? Parents like to show off such children, isn't it? Such child, parents like to show them off. God, now they send results by email and all those. In those days, they would give us in booklets. And when you are the one that takes first position, you are not afraid to go before your father. You will be coming with your chest up and with boldness. And when you show it, and you are the first position, and your father knows that on the same street, he has two friends that attend the same school as you had. And their kids are in the same class like you. So in the evening when they are gathering and they are talking, they say, Oma Eloshe Pokini, Oma Lorire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They want to show you off. And in showing you off, they beautify you the more. When Christmas comes, you are the one that will get the best package for Christmas clothes. How many of us have been there before? I've been there. That's why I know what I'm talking about. You will get the best. Sometimes chicken will be slaughtered and they'll say you are the one that eat the drumstick. The thigh part. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they want you to do better. Praise the Lord. Because in your doing better, they are also glorified. Same with our God. God wants you to bring glory to his name. Nobody wants to present a sickling child before anybody. Nobody. No man wants to show forth a sickly child. Everybody wants to show forth their best. So God is glorified in your doing well, in your health. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, I think verse 7, that he made us for his glory. Say, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him for his glory. He made you for his glory. And his glory cannot shine forth if you are in ill health. God's glory can't shine forth. And I pray for somebody today that you will continually live for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. You know, another reason why God is glorifying your health is because your body is his temple. So, how can God be glorified if his temple is defiled with sickness and illness? Papa will always say something, that the house of God must be beautified. In fact, it must be more beautified than even our own personal houses. So God wants us to, as his temple, our body is his temple. Our body must be in a state that we bring glory to his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So your health is important to God, because God cannot subject his temple or allow his temple to be subjected to diseases and sicknesses. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19. The churches of... Let's go to 20, please. 20. Oh, this is not where I want to use. I think maybe 2 Corinthians, where God is talking about how important our health is to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to know that our health is one of the most important things to God. And he cherished that our health must be what brings glory to him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number three, your health is a weapon to fight the enemy. Your health is a weapon to fight the enemy. There is no general in the army that will lead a sick army to battle. An army that the soldiers are sick, they are not fit. Praise the Lord. Do you know the reason why soldiers do what they call drill? Drill. D-R-I-L-L. Drill. Drill exercise. Some time ago, they did one, they call it Operation Phantom. They did one, they said Operation Amoteku. They did another one, Operation Igu, whatever. Do you know why they do drill? So that they can discover the soldiers that is feeble and weak and take them out and go and attend to them properly. No general will lead any sick army to battle. Praise the Lord. For every battle of life, health and vitality is required. If you are weak, you can't fight the battles of life. And I want you to know that there will be battles to fight. There will be battles to fight. And on the road to supernatural settlement, there are many battles that you have to fight. And if you are weak, you cannot fight. You cannot fight if there is no vitality and health. And that is why your vitality and health is important. The more fit you have physically, spiritually, the more you can overcome the sinuses of life. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10 says, if you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is what is small. That means you are weak. You are sick. It means adversity must come. And it means that what makes the person to fail in adversity is not because there is no grace. It's not because the pastor of that person is not anointed. It's not because the person is not born again. But because the person has small strength. That is, the person is sick. Has little strength. Your strength will not be weak in the name of Jesus. Good health is required. Adversity will not overcome you in the name of Jesus. Health is a weapon. Health is a weapon. A great weapon for victory. The healthier you are, the more you can win battles. No soldier will go to any battle with a weapon that is sick. An armor tank that is not properly maintained. AK-47 that is jamming. No. They will oil it, treat it, clean it, service it. Why? Because they know if there is ill health in their weapon, they are gone. Health is a weapon. and may your weapon not fail you in the name of Jesus. As you wait on the Lord this fast, the Lord will renew your health like that of eagle in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Your strength shall be renewed in the name of Jesus. You will mount up with wings as of eagle in the name of Jesus. Your health is your weapon to fight your way to your supernatural settlement. Number four, your health is key to prosperity. Your health is key to prosperity. There's a general saying that health is wealth. There's a general saying that says health is wealth. And sincerely, health is wealth. Sincerely, health is wealth. If you lose your health, you are losing a whole lot of things. Praise the Lord. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In other words, it is your being in health that brings about your prosperity, even the prosperity of your soul. Praise the Lord. And that is why every one of us must be in good health. You must be in good health for you to prosper. Your prosperity is connected to your health. Can I tell you this? There is no amount of wealth that ill health cannot consume. There's no amount of wealth. Ill health, if he enters into it, it can consume the whole thing. Praise the Lord. No matter the level of wealth, sickness can bring it down. No matter. The health will just be going, the wealth will just be going on just one sickness. And that is why God wants us to enjoy absolute health, perfect health at all times. And I pray for you tonight that your health or your wealth will not be used to maintain or settle disease and sickness in the name of Jesus. Some people are using their wealth to maintain sickness and diseases. You will use your home to prosper and propagate the kingdom in the name of Jesus. You will use your wealth to do good things of life in the name of Jesus. Because of your wealth, many will come to the knowledge of Christ in the name of Jesus. Because of your wealth, many will glorify God in the name of Jesus. Because of your wealth, many will say, I know that there is a God indeed in the name of Jesus. Not wealth that is used to package and keep and maintain sickness. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. How to obtain good health quickly for supernatural settlement. Number one key to obtaining good health for supernatural settlement is wholesome fear of God. Wholesome fear of God. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26 says, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and we do that which is right in his sight, that is obedience, and we give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. In other words, our obedience brings health. Hallelujah. Our fear of the Lord brings health. The fear of God is what makes you to obey his word. And when you, the more you obey God's word, the more he preserves you. God, no parents wants, no oga or parents or boss wants to lose the obedience worker. Nobody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Verse 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. That is, the fear of the Lord shall be health to you. The fear of the Lord brings health. Hallelujah. Brethren, may your bone and marrow be nourished as you obey and as you fear the Lord in the name of Jesus. Number two, stay away from sin. stay away from sin. Sin brings diseases. Every sickness has its root in sin. You might be, I know many of us may quickly think and say, but they said there are some diseases that comes as a result of DNA or genetics or whatever. Yes, it still has its root in sin. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. It still has its root in sin. You see, there was no sin at the beginning and there was no sickness at the beginning. The Bible says everything that God created was what? Was what? Adam was living in perfect health. How do I know? Because he could name all the animals. If he wasn't in perfect health, do you know how many animals are on earth? If you pick insects alone, insects, kokoro, insects alone, you know how many insects? And he could name all. Somebody that is sick, can he do that? And the Bible said he was tending the garden. That means he was in perfect state of health until sin came. So every disease, genetic disease or whatever it is, communicable, non-communicable, forget the science. Every has its root in the fall of man. And that is sin. Praise the Lord. Sin brings the wrath of God and his wrath allows sickness. Psalm 38, verse 3. Psalm 38, verse 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thy hunger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of what? Because of what? Now, let's continue. Verse 4. For my iniquities are gone over my head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. Verse 5. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. Now if you go to verse 7, let's go to verse 7. Verse 7. For my lions are filled with loathsome disease and there is no soundness in my flesh. Why? The origin starts from verse 3. Sin. Sin brings disease and illness. See, brethren, the more you understand and stay away from things that displeases God, the more God preserves and gives you good health. A lot of sicknesses and ill health comes from people doing things that does not glorify God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 3, how to obtain good health for my supernatural settlement is live and maintain a good lifestyle. Live and maintain a good lifestyle. Your lifestyle is fundamental to your health status. What you eat, what you drink, what you take, how you live your life. There are some people who have destroyed their health as a result of what they drink. Alcohol. Alcohol is one of the greatest killer. And I can tell you that alcohol, no matter how small, the more you take it, the more it kills and destroys health. Cigarettes and all these things are evil to your health. It's amazing. Even the food smokers are liable to die young. Some people will still smoke. It's amazing. Is it not foolishness? It's foolishness. Praise the Lord. Your lifestyle affects your health, either positively or negatively. See, a lot of time, many of us live a kind of lifestyle that brings us closer to the place of sickness rather than to the place of health. And when there's problem with health, we run to the pastors and say, please pray for me. And when the pastor prays, you say, pastor did not have anointing. It is not because the pastor does not have anointing. It's because you have damaged your health. A young lady jumping from A to B and taking all kind of pills to prevent herself from getting pregnant. When you are not supposed to take the pills, they have their own side effects. Or somebody that is a junkie, that is taking all kind of drugs. Say, I want to be high. You are high today, tomorrow you will be low. By the time the effect of that highness comes, it will take you lower than the lowest. Praise the Lord. See, these are reality of things that people do, and it affects their health. And God has destined that person to be a great person. And said, this one, I'm going to settle him big when he gets to 35. But from 25, because he has destroyed his life from 25 to 30, or from 20 to 30, by the time he gets to 30, he starts nursing an ill health. Then he gets to 37, He goes. And they say it's one wish and one wizard. It is no wish or wizard, though. Don't blame the devil for certain things. Praise the Lord. Somebody that is always doing what is wrong, living a riotous, frivolous, useless lifestyle, and expect that God, Allah, no, no, no. God is not a fool. So don't make God to look like he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a merciful father, yes. But he's also a consuming God. Said, I have led them to their what? Lead them to their reprobate mind. Brethren, we need to understand that lifestyle. A lot of people eat more than their body required. Eat more. There's a level of what you will eat that your body requires. And when you go above it, you are tending towards what is wrong. Hallelujah. Some don't exercise. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, it says, a bodily exercise profited a little. That little is important. Number 5, quickly, my time is up already. Number 5, heed the word of God regularly and adequately. Heed the word of God regularly and adequately. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 says, my son, pay attention to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Verse 21. 21, please. Quickly help me. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Yes, 22. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Heed the word of God and heed it adequately. Heed it adequately. Let it be balanced. The food that I will eat as I am now, that will give me balanced diet, is not the same food that David Okegbenro will eat. If he eats what I will eat, there will be a problem. If I eat what he will eat, there will be a problem. So, your level spiritually as you grow, you must also increase in your intake of the word of God. Papa will always tell us this. I can't be doing 2 verses per day when I'm 2 years in Christ. 2 verses per day is for those that are 2 hours in Christ. Those that just gave their life to Christ. Some people don't even do 2 verses per day. They do 2 verses per week. Or call to worship per week. Call to worship per week. That is all what they eat. And you say you will not be Kanshioko. You will be spiritually Kanshioko and have all kinds of disease and sicknesses spiritually. And that is why the physical, it will also manifest. Praise the Lord. So strength in the spiritual place will be weak. The word of God fortifies us. It's health to our body. The word of God is medicine for our health and vitality. It's medicine. Let the word of God intake be balanced. And let me tell you, there are 2 kinds of words intake for our health. There are 2 kinds of words of God intake for our health. Number 1 is the direct word of God, which is the Bible. Direct word of God, which is the Bible. Number 2 is the words of his servants and the wise. The words of his servants, the bright servants of God and the wise ones. There are some people that God has given wisdom to tell us what to do so that we don't have to be disturbing our head. E.g., medical doctors. Your doctor says, do this and this, do it. If you have the faith, fine. You need to take this drug at this particular hour, please do. Don't say, I will not do it. Those are the wise. Your parents. Your parents say, it will affect you. Say, daddy, you are old school. By the time you learn that your daddy is not old school, may you not be already gone. Hallelujah. So, try as much as possible to follow into the taking of the word of God. Number 5, as I round up, is be merry, a joyful heart. A joyful heart. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. The Bible says, a merry heart is like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth up the soul, the bones. Hard face will hard up your health. Boning up and down will bone up your health. To become bone up and dried up. Be cheerful. See, when you are burning up, you are tightening all the muscles on the face. Everywhere is under tension. And the body will react accordingly. When you are sad, there are some things that your body releases to neutralize certain other things that will later become damaging, create damaging effects in the body. Time will not permit me to take us deeper into this. But I want you to know tonight, God's desire is for us to be cheerful. It's for us to be happy. It's for us to be merry. Be cheerful. Don't let the pressures of life pressurize your health. Don't let the things around you to pray. Don't put yourself under pressure. You know, you see, a lot of time we package ourselves into pressure. Hallelujah. We package ourselves and enter into pressure. You want to do something. You know that you don't have the ability to do it yet. Yet you've gone to promise 1,000 people that I will do it. You put yourself into pressure. Somebody is doing something because A is doing this, then I want to do it. You put yourself, and now the pressure is on you. You are putting yourself into stress, and stress will affect your health. Be cheerful, be merry. Don't put yourself into pressure. And I pray that the Lord will keep our health in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will help us to keep our health in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your settlement will not be hindered due to poor health if you can follow all these points among others in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we just bow down our head tonight as we pray to God? You are here tonight, you know that you are not connected to Him. You are not yet one of His. I want you to know that your health is in balance. You can't assess this kind of health that we are talking about. The health we are talking about is beyond just physical health alone. We are talking about both spiritual, physical, emotional, financial health in every area, marital health, psychological health, health in every area of life. And this can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that you can only assess this if you surrender your life to Jesus. Tonight, all heads bow, all eyes closed. You want to give your life to Christ? I want you to know that God is ready to receive you. If only you can cry unto Him, He's ready to receive you tonight. Is there anyone here that wants to surrender his or her life to Christ? Or you are watching us on the internet, you want to give your life to Christ? Or you are taking that decision? If you are taking that decision with us tonight, please let us know of your decision by writing to us on the email being displayed on the screen. Or you can send us an SMS or WhatsApp on the number that is being displayed on the screen. And I pray that as you do this, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. You are giving your life to Christ. Can I see your hands up? Can I see your hands up? Father, we thank you for as many that are giving their life to you tonight. To you alone be all the glory for their life. I pray that these ones, O Lord, will be received by you, and you will grant them perfect health as they walk with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can we rise up on our feet as we pray to God tonight? Let's rise up on our feet. Father, we thank you. We give you all the go ahead and worship God and thank Him for the word that you have received. The abundance of His word has been coming to us since we started this fast. Declare that, Father, I thank you. Let Him know that you are appreciating Him. Let Him know that you appreciate His word. Father, we thank you. We thank you because your word will bring us health. Your word will bring us settlement. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in your fear, to stay away from sin, and to dwell in your word for the prosperity of my health, for the abundance of my health. Father, give me the grace in the name of Jesus to fear you, to stay away from sin, to study your word all the days of my life. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There are some people that their health are attacked by the enemy. And that is why you have to fortify yourself. Fortify yourself in the place of prayer. And this is the season to do that. You are going to say, Father, my health will not be destroyed by the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Every attack of the enemy against my health is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. And say, Father, my health will not be destroyed by the enemy. In the name of Jesus. My health will not be destroyed by the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, oh Lord, I decree my health shall be for your glory. I will enjoy abundance of health, thereby leading to my supernatural settlement. In the name of Jesus, my health shall be to your glory. My health will be to your glory. In the name of Jesus, I will enjoy abundance of health. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.